What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news for a more progressive society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to...
Let's keep going, Tim.
And
communities everywhere.
Go ahead, JP. My bad, guys.
It might be the only time we laugh today, because what are we talking about?
Today we're talking about terrorism and how...
Just lowering the fear of terrorism.
Yeah, like, we're talking about, like, how... We're going to talk about terrorism and how you're more likely to be struck by lightning than, you know, die from terrorism. Stuff like that. We're going to really educate you guys a little bit today with nothing but positive facts, JP, aren't we?
Absolutely.
You want to go ahead and talk about what the issue is for a second?
Well, the issue is we have a country that's scared of brown refugees, underlying brown refugees, immigrants, and Muslims. There's a chronic exaggeration of U.S. national security threats that basically extends to the security of individual Americans. Although you would never know it from the evening news or tabloid newspapers, Americans are pretty safe in the world.
That's interesting because, you know, for my, real quick, just to cut you off real fast before you keep going, my issue is people are scared, man. You know, people are more scared. 1 in 6 Americans are more scared now of terrorism than they were in 2001 when 9/11 happened. They are more scared now than they were back then, and nothing's happened. Not here anyways, really.
I mean, there's been a few things, but the thing is, those few things, like, they're talked about so much, it makes it seem like they're just happening everywhere.
Exactly.
I mean, basically what we're doing today is we're challenging the rhetoric, the Washington-centric rhetoric, that basically there's threat inflammation by arguing that the world today is one of fewer violent conflicts, increased political freedom, and greater economic opportunity than virtually any point in human history. I mean, compared to the threat posed by refugee terrorists, our new president's executive order, like, you're more likely to die in just about everything than a terrorist act.
That's
especially
very,
a refugee terrorist act.
That's very true.
Tim, like, what are you most likely to die from in America?
Heart disease.
And that's how many, like, 1 in 7. Okay, what about a car wreck?
Car wreck? I think I have it down here.
I think it's up there, man.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Ha! 1 in 565.
What about, like, assault or murder?
A murder? Man, I should have had these separated. There's so many, JP. You're more likely to die from terrorism than everything. Cancer is 1 in 7. A chronic lung disease, 1 in 27. Accidents, 1 in 31. A stroke, 1 in 31. Alzheimer's, 1 in 47. Diabetes, 1 in 53. A bicycle accident, 1 in 4,337. From the police, I'm not even going to say that one. from a heat wave, 1 in 10,785.
What about just any sort of terrorist act?
Any type of terrorist act?
Mm-hmm.
All forms. 1 in 45,808.
What? What about dying from lightning?
I got that one somewhere. 1 in 174,443. Oh, but let's go with refugee terrorists real quick.
So,
you know how much that is? 1 in 46,192,893,000.
What?
Yeah, it's too much, man. You're more likely to die from lightning before you die from refugee terrorism.
So I got a stat for you. So you're 6 times more likely to die from a shark attack,
mm-hmm,
than you are to die from any sort of refugee terrorist act. What else you got, Sam?
29 times more likely to die from a regional asteroid strike.
What? So basically, like, a comet comes down and kills you?
Yeah, man.
Did you know anyone that's ever happened to?
Nah.
Have you ever even heard of that happening before?
Nah, man. I was about to say, do you? Because I thought you were setting me up for something. I was like, I want to hear this story. Story time with JP at the Positive Truth.
Yeah. I've never heard of anybody getting killed by an asteroid.
No, man. No. Yeah, but no.
Unique way to go out.
For sure, man. Like, for... Anyways, let's keep going. Let's keep it
going. What about dying in an airplane?
I have that one somewhere.
I got 4,700 times more likely to die in an airplane or basically a spaceship accident than you are to die from a refugee terrorist.
4,700 times more likely to die in a spaceship accident?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I mean, just terror, like, put it another way, like, 9/11 is frightening, it's disturbing, it's terrifying, but you're more likely to win the Powerball than you are to be killed by a refugee terrorist in any given year. And even like higher odds of being killed by illegal immigrant terrorists. So for all the refugees and all the illegal immigrants, like virtually none of them are terrorists. So and terrorism in all forms, like you're still like 1 in 44,000.
So JP, what you're telling me, because I know we're spitting a lot of numbers right now, and I know people are like, okay, we get it. But do you get it really though? Like, are people really still scared? Because at this point, we're starting to realize like the odds of you dying from terrorism, pretty low, right? I mean, we figured that out by now, right? We don't have to do the math, like, do the right percentages, right? Because, I mean, there's, like, how many people in the world? 7 billion people in the world?
I mean, more, like, 7.3.
And, you know, it's time to figure that out, right? Like,
300 million Americans? 330-something?
Exactly. You got any facts? More facts, JP?
I mean, basically, in the time we've been recording this podcast, 5-10 minutes, someone in America has died of a heart attack. Like 5 minutes after, like within the hour, like a fellow citizen will have died from skin cancer. 5 minutes after that, a military veteran commits suicide. I mean, and by the time you like go to sleep this evening, like 100 people have died throughout the day in some kind of motor vehicle accident. Think of, like, look up cancer and heart disease again. Like, number one and number two.
Yep. 1 in 7 people.
Like, they're basically, cancer and heart disease killing everybody. We're all out of shape, not taking care of ourselves.
And we're really sitting here worrying about something that...
How much federal funding are we putting into those?
Exactly. There goes a little bit of awareness. I like that, JP. We'll show some awareness real quick. We're not putting as much money into heart disease and cancer, but it's killing more than anything else.
I mean, on top of that, didn't mean to cut you off.
No, you're good.
Virtually all the deaths from immigrant attacks have come from one event, 98.6%, which is 9/11. And I mean, other than that, like any sort of fatal immigrant-linked terrorist attacks have been incredibly rare. Since 1975 to 2015, we've let in 3,252,493 refugees. 20 turned out to be terrorists. Just 20. So that's 0.00062% of the total. And we're still scared of these people?
We have more Americans killing people than...
Yeah, you're more likely to be killed by a family member than you are just like...
Exactly. Like, that's my point. Like, we have to quit being conditioned by the media. We have to quit letting the media tell you like all brown people are bad, and so we're gonna assume, oh my gosh, Muslims, terrorists, all of them. Al-Qaeda, all of them. We have to quit seeing that. It's not even funny to me anymore. Like, I have friends that are Muslim, and I respect them so much. That's their life choice, but I respect them so much. There's no reason for me to think they're terrorists just because of what they believe in. That's ridiculous. Like, why should we all have to believe in the same thing anyways, right?
Well, my thing is like, it's not like the media telling us, it's just, you're just buying it without any sources.
Exactly, we have to educate yourself.
So, just because you, like, let's say you watch a 30-minute news channel, 10%, like, 10 minutes is gonna be commercials. So in that 20 minutes, they have to try to educate you. That's not a long time. Terrorism isn't a 20-minute issue. So usually what happens is some sort of hot take. Sort of like, remember when LeBron went to the Heat? He's a choker. Well, or maybe his team wasn't good enough.
Right.
And to talk about his team not being good enough, you have to talk about like, here's the substitution patterns, here's the lineup patterns, here's how they played against this team. Like, that's boring and it takes a while. But if you say, oh, LeBron's a choker, that's quick, it's easy, it's emotional. People can connect with it. Same thing with these terrorism acts. Like, people are already scared because of 9/11. So all you have to do is talk about it. People automatically tune in. And instead of them looking at the actual, like, how many people are actually being killed by terrorism every single day, it's just like, it's happening everywhere. I'm terrified of it. I think that's more of the problem.
We have smartphones in our pockets, man. People really should start questioning more things that they see and read. Like, start looking at facts. Like, is this really true?
Or if you're that scared about it and you're this passionate about it, you should know both sides of the issue.
Indeed.
Sort of like, good example, I don't like said political candidate, or I don't like, or I'm totally against abortion, if hypothetical. If you don't know anything about the pro-abortion side and the anti-abortion side, you just know one side of the argument, how are you so passionate about it? Why are you so scared about terrorism if you only know the basic things? You should be as informed as possible if you're this scared.
I feel like you should be as informed as possible if you're gonna talk about the issue, period. Because how many people, I mean, I know this happens all the time with everybody, but somebody will jump into an argument or jump into a conversation like, oh no, that's bad, but they have no kind of facts behind it, no backup, just, all brown people are terrorists. Oh yeah? Where'd you hear that from? The news. Oh yeah? Give me some facts. The news. You know, there's nothing else. Like, you have to educate yourself if you're going to talk about this issue. And if you don't agree with us, prove us wrong. Prove us wrong. Let me see some statistics that's wrong. I really want to, or that's different from ours, because I know we looked up at multiple sites, didn't we?
Yeah, I got different sites.
We have definitely multiple sources for sure. I know we do so. That being said, and it's the same numbers on multiple sites. We have to educate ourselves, and that's what we're doing here at the Positive Truth, man.
But on top of that, we're just lowering the fear of terrorism in general. Like, you just shouldn't be scared of this.
Exactly.
Like, you should be scared of, like, vehicle safety, Alzheimer's, heart disease. And we put trillions of dollars into the war on terror. We haven't put trillions of dollars into things like this. And whenever you learn about the actual statistics, with that education comes a change policy-wise. Through our voting methods and us talking to our city councilmen, talking to our, you know, state governors, talking to our senators, House of Representative people, and then all of a sudden it's like, no, we're not buying the fear on terror. I want safer streets. I want better roads. I want a better commute in the morning. I want better food for my children so they have a lower chance for heart disease. With this education comes more focus on better issues.
So what you're saying is, quit worrying about something that's not happening and start worrying about something that actually is. Is that what you're telling us, JP?
Maybe.
I hear that. So, JP, what else we got?
Well, I have uplifting death facts.
Go ahead. That's interesting to say, but all right, let's get it.
So, there's this idea of, like, no one can drive. Well, motor vehicle accidents have been going down consistently throughout the years. Fewer Americans have died in the airplane at any point. Like, in the last 20 years,
right.
Fewer Americans are dying as being pedestrians, so getting hit by cars. And fewer Americans died riding a bicycle at any time in the last 30 years. So we're getting better at driving.
That's some positive news.
This is just some random things I was finding doing research for this.
Legit.
While one out of five people fear the possibility of being murdered, the odds of a person being murdered in any given year is about 1 in 18,690. According to the FBI, violent crime is now at a near historic low. It's been dropping pretty much nonstop since the late 80s. And, I mean, compared to being killed by a dog, which is 1 in 18 million, a person is twice as likely to win the lottery and five times more likely to be struck by lightning. So if you're scared of dogs, probably not going to happen. And the death rate for war and civil conflict is 0.3%. It's not 1%, it's 0.3%.
That's a percentage of a percentage, people.
So it's 99.7% of people are not going to die from any sort of war or civil conflict or terrorism act. So basically 99 out of 100 people has nothing to worry about. And that's just on the planet. That's not Americans. Americans, it's got to be even higher.
I agree.
And that's what we're here for, lowering fear, man.
I'm with that.
Tim, where can they find us at?
They can follow us on Facebook at The Positive Truth Podcast, on Twitter at TPT_podcast, on iTunes, YouTube, Google Play, and SoundCloud.
If you want to support the podcast, share, hit that like button on Facebook, leave a positive review. That's all we need. So we can spread more positivity and less fear to the community around us and for future generations. Less anxiety. Less anxiety, less fear, less stress.
Less anxiety is real. I need that in my life. So I'm with that.
You got an anxiety-free quote?
I definitely do not, but it's going to be good anyway. Okay. Watch this. If we're growing, we're always going to be out of our comfort zone. John C. Maxwell.
Well, as a country, let's grow out of our comfort zone and have less fear of terror from this point on.
For sure. More acceptance, more positivity.
We're out.
Stay positive.